The United Nations is scheduling fresh Security Council consultations over a delayed UN fact-finding mission to the Jenin refugee camp. Israel wants changes in the makeup of the delegation. The UN is pressing for the mission to begin work as quickly as possible in Jenin, scene of the heaviest fighting in the recent Israeli offensive. Sir Brian Urquhart is a former Undersecretary General of the United Nations, where he ran peacekeeping operations. He says the history of Israel's relationship with the United Nations is a contentious one, which dates back many decades.
Let's take a typical case, which was way back in the 60s. A group of what were then called Fedayeen would cross the border from the Sinai into southern Israel, and let's say they'd blow up a school bus and then they'd vanish. That would be two or three people. The Israelis would then make a massive military reprisal of some kind. Now, the Security Council would rebuke Israel for the reprisal, but it would be very hard put to it, since it's an organization of governments, the UN, to rebuke the Fedayeen, which no government would take responsibility for. And the Israelis have always felt that this was an extremely unjust situation. And I think they're, to this day, they're very leery of UN inquiries and that kind of thing, because they believe that in the nature of things, they cannot be impartial. I'm not sure this is true, but it is certainly a point of view.
And the fact that condition upon condition is being put on this fact-finding team might actually relate to that longstanding relationship?
Possibly. I think also the UN does feel, the Israelis do feel, that in the UN the majority is very highly critical of Israel and tends to support the Palestinian and Arab point of view, and therefore they don't feel that the UN can make an impartial inquiry. Personally, I think this is ridiculous because I know all the people involved in this particular, except for General Nash, all the people on this particular inquiry, and they are people of great integrity and of great capacity for being impartial and objective, and I don't think that they would ever rig the balance against either the Palestinians or the Israelis. They would simply report what they felt to be the facts of the case.
Do you think it's possible to get at the facts of what happened at Jenin?
Well, I think it depends on the conditions in which the inquiry is carried out. I mean, if they can interview people and more or less get to interview who they want to interview, I suppose you could establish some facts. Whether that will be possible, I don't know. I understand, for example, the latest Israeli condition is that they can only interview people on the Israeli side who are produced by the Israeli government, which means, in fact, that they don't have a complete freedom of access to the people involved. And also, there's the whole question of access to the site and how far they can get on with that. And it's also, incidentally, getting rather late. This is nearly 2 weeks old now. And the evidence, or much of it, will have deteriorated or vanished. But I think they could certainly get at some of the facts, yes.
Is there any alternative to this fact-finding team from the UN, do you think?
Well, I don't think there's an alternative. I mean, it was something which was introduced, I think, because there was great indignation from many countries, and particularly from Arab countries, about what had happened in India. And there was very sensational press reporting on it and photographs, which were horrendous. And this was a sort of a compromise, really, in order to meet the Arab demands, which otherwise would have been for sanctions on Israel and goodness knows what. And this was a kind of a generally agreed way out of what was an extremely emotional situation.
What do you think the track record is of such fact-finding teams?
I suppose it does have a certain effect in the long run, but it doesn't. After all, if the disaster has already happened, it's rather hard to see how you can reverse it. But you can at least put a kind of historical print on it, which will damn it as an atrocity. Now, I don't think that necessarily the Commission on Jenin will do that. I don't see why it should. It will try, I think, to produce a perfectly reasoned account of what has happened.
Brian Urquhart, thank you very much.
Not at all.
Brian Urquhart is the former Undersecretary General of the United Nations who ran peacekeeping operations.